Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spencer at midcourt, off the screen. Spencer keeps his head up with a dribble. Finds Santos. Gets it to post, mid-post, left side. Over to Spencer. Three ball! Spencer nailed it! And he's really happy with himself, patting himself on the chest and says, look at me now!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. That put the Warriors up four with about a minute and 20. Couldn't bring it home.
He said a little more than I'm that guy. That was another moment that shocked me. Pat Spencer on the road in Philly hits this massive three and is screaming expletives at the fan. That was great.
And no fan base deserves to get cussed at more than the Philly fan base. real quick, Steve Kerr, big thoughts on this one.
The effort was phenomenal. Felt like we really deserved to win, and I feel terrible for the guys that we couldn't hang on because the effort, the energy, the commitment, Guy hasn't played in a couple of weeks and, you know, play him the whole fourth quarter. He's at like a plus 17 or something. I mean, you know, showing what he did last year, you know, at the end of the year and the way Pat, you know, got us into our offense and got downhill on pick and roll and distributed the ball and the way the guys fought, so good to have Melt back, watching him compete, you know, out there and QP. It was a beautiful effort, and it's just a shame we couldn't finish it off.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the exact same way. Really good effort by the Warriors, particularly some of their fringe players. And, it might the fact that that finishing lineup of Spencer, Heald, Post, Santos, and Melton was obviously a crazy lineup that's never been used before. And it might be an indication that this team's got some bigger issues than maybe we think because of the group that finished. But I don't know where you go from here. I'm going to take calls in a minute, but here's the one thing that I was just thinking about. Okay, so two more games on this trip, people, and it's a back-to-back. Cleveland and the Bulls. Let's just say, hypothetically, the big three are going to miss the game because it looks like they are missing the games, probably. So if the big three doesn't play in the next two games, here's what I want to know. Like, who should finish against Cleveland? Who should finish? Tell me right now who should finish against Cleveland. Because if you can't, then what you're saying is, which is fine, well, we'll decide on that by how guys play the first 36 to 40 minutes. That's how we'll decide who plays in crunch time. Okay, are you going to do that? Then do that. Then what happens the next night? And you brought up a great point. The problem is, in order to figure out who's got to play in crunch time, you got to play everybody when these guys aren't around. I'm talking about the big three.
Well, and that's also kind of what got them into trouble against Philly. It's like everyone did play, but the guys who played poorly, who didn't close. Like, I think, again, I would challenge anyone to say that the starting or the finishing lineup was not who should have been on the floor. But the issue was the starting lineup got you in a 24-point hole. So you had to dig out of that. And that's kind of the rock and hard place that the Warriors are stuck between, because, again, if you are going to find out who is playing the best, then everyone's got to get some minutes. You know, it's, okay, Pat's playing great. Yes, he's got to play, no doubt. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he starts on Saturday. He's sure played like it. Okay, so does that mean Pods doesn't play at all? Because one of the I thought he helped them against OKC. He stunk last night, but he was fine for the first three quarters against the Thunder. All right, boom. Guy Santos, he played well against Philly. He's got to play more. All right, well, does that mean that we're taking those minutes from Kuminga? Because I think Kuminga can do some things if he's playing well, but he hasn't been playing well. Like, there's just so many different challenges right now for Steve Kerr to make as far as substitutions and rotations that it becomes really hard to just say, all right, we'll play the best five guys, because on a given night, I don't know who the best five are.
Yeah, no, I think, and that's where you are 23 games into the year. All right, let's get into it. And who's going to set the tone today? Duck Sauce will set the tone in San Jose. What's up, Duck Sauce? How you doing, man?
Hey, Steiny, Ev, my guys.
How you doing, man?
Hey, by the way, Ev, you're doing a good job. Good. Ev, you're doing a good job on Saturdays, man. I'm enjoying the show.
Appreciate it, Duck.
Yes, sir. Anyway, man, some harshness here, fellas. Like, you know, one, to answer Steiny's question, do you go with Spencer over Pods? To me, the answer is yes, because Spencer's a point guard. Like, why do we keep saying Pods is a point guard? Like, I'll ask you guys, what in his skill set shows he's a point guard? Steiny, he ain't got the foot speed or the handle to break anyone down and create for others. That's part of the reason Spencer looks so refreshing, because he can actually break people down and get people shots. I'll give him that much, you know. And we can quiver, like, sometimes, yeah, like, you know, Pods look good for a couple quarters against OKC, like, he'll have decent nights, but I don't find him very talented myself. I'm not sure he could average 25 in my Tuesday night men's league, to be honest with you. But anyway, I mean, the same thing with Moody, man. Like, you know, like, I love Moody's attitude, and to be honest, when he's not playing good, he probably hurts you the least of the three. But what's his upside? He can't dribble either. He can't create for himself. He's a standalone shooter. And then, you know, Kuminga, I mean, he's got all the tools. He don't got the keys to the toolbox, so it don't matter. Like, I'm done pretending we got, like, talent on the horizon. We don't. Like, that's the problem. Like you said, like the guys 6 through 11, they're not that much less talented than these guys. That's the difference. They're so interchangeable.
Right.
So to me, like, Melton's, you know, and Melton's an obvious upgrade over Moody and Pods, whether you played him at the one or the two. He's just better than both of them.
Sure looks that way.
You know, that. So, I mean, that's all I got, guys. Like, you know, it's looking bleak.
Yeah.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you, Duck Sauce. Thanks for the call. See, like, here's part of the problem is I'm going to ask this question, and I guarantee if I asked Steve Kerr, he'd laugh me out of the studio. But I think it's part of the issue. Do we know that Pods is better than Pat Spencer?
It's not looking like it.
I mean, the one problem Spencer has is he's 29. Like, you tend to think of him as like a 24 or 23 year old, but he's 29. And
I think what someone like Spencer does, and why, to Duck's point, he is refreshing to watch, is because he kind of plays outside the system. He plays, you can give him the ball, you can give him a pick, and he can kind of get to where he wants to. There doesn't really feel like another player on this team, not named Curry or Butler, can do that. You know, as much as Kuminga should be able to do that, he just looks lost sometimes when he gets the ball. Moody can't put the ball on the floor. Pods, unless he has a head of steam, can't get around a guy. And there's no one else that can put 2 feet in the paint when they want to, not named Pat Spencer. That's just, I think that's why he right now is looked like he's playing with the most force and confidence, is because he has a skill set that no one on this team, you know, I don't think that Pat is going to be an all-star, but he has a skill set that not many people on this team have. And that's kind of that speaks to a larger problem, but that's also why he's probably been successful lately.
Well, I think here's where I think the Warriors are right now, and it doesn't mean it can change. But this is the way I am kind of looking at things. It's like, all right, you got Butler, Draymond, Curry, and I'm just going to put Horford in there because he's old. But, you know, those are the guys that's your team. You know, those are the guys that I ostensibly are going to be the guys. Okay, that's great. Those are the starters. They play the most minutes. Pods, Kuminga, and Moody all think they should be playing more or have a bigger role. Like there's just no doubt to me that all three of those guys think that they should be getting a little more time, despite the fact that there's superstars or past superstars on the team. Meanwhile, you got Spencer, Post, Santos, and even Buddy and Peyton, who are probably looking at Moody, Pods, and Kuminga saying, "You guys aren't that good. Like we're tougher than you guys. Like we can beat you guys in practice, or we can out-compete you guys in a game." Like that's kind of one of the things I think that's going on here, is that the Pods, Kuminga, Moody group is just, he's not getting, for whatever reason, they're not playing as hard as 9 through 12.
Well, I think what's happening is they're starting to realize they're not as good as they think they are.
Maybe.
They're not that good. And it's glaring on every single night, it feels like, this season, where they match up against somebody that is kind of in a similar role on their respective teams. I mean, you go back, what was it, a week ago they played Houston? Or 2 weeks ago they played Houston? And it's like, yeah, okay, when Houston's at full strength, Reed Shepherd is the Pods, right? He comes off the bench. He kind of runs with a lot of the guys, but he gets time. And you're just like, oh my God, Reed Shepherd is infinitely better than Brandon Pajemski. And he's probably feeling that in the moment. Like, I can't stop this guy. I can't do anything again. And that's who I'm supposed to be. I mean, similar to, I would say with Moody and Kuminga, you know, they're matched up against players on other teams and they feel like they should be further along in their careers, or maybe their development has been hindered. I don't care. But they're realizing now in year five, like, either I'm behind or maybe I'm just not that good.
Yeah.
And that's, like, they look, all three of them this season look like they haven't, well, maybe outside of the first five games, they're playing like they're going to make a mistake.
They're not playing confidently at all. There's no doubt about
Meanwhile,
that.
Meanwhile, Spencer comes in, and he's like, I don't care if you are Tyrese Maxey or, who's my other guy, Bonna?
Oh, the big guy?
Yeah, Adem Bonna.
The guy who missed the foul shots?
Yeah. Tried to give him the game. He's like, I don't care who you are. I'm giving it to Steph in practice. You can have some, too.
Exactly. 888-957-9570, the number. Let's go to Sonny. Sonny's in San Jose. He's been hanging. Thanks, Sonny. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Steiny. Thanks for having me on. Evan, filling in for a goo. Goo, hope you feel better. Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about Pods and JK and kind of the overview of this team. That Jonathan Kuminga thing is, I think, done. I think we've known it's been done, and, you know, we've danced around it and tried to dance around it, but it's that thing that is over. And it was pretty evident with Steve, you know, not starting in with all the, you know, the vets out, and it was pretty evident once he came in and gave a big F you to Steve Kerr by not playing hard. So he needs to be moved, and I'm tired of hearing, hey, Steve hasn't given him runway. Steve hasn't done. No, Steve has given him every single opportunity to prove that he belongs, and he has simply failed, and this has been over. All right, so moving on to Brandon Pajemski. How sick and tired, tell me if you guys are sick and tired of watching him try to very obviously play way above his capabilities. I mean, and to his credit, it's not really his fault. It's the makeup of the team, but I mean, Jesus Christ, he doesn't have the foot speed, doesn't have the handle. I'm sick of seeing him drive through the paint and try to do the step through and pump fake eight times and then throw a grenade out to somebody to try to do something. It is so sickening to watch. And I mean, Steiner, you brought up the point earlier. I tweeted yesterday. I think you if you lock Pat Spencer, Pajemski, and Jonathan Kuminga in a gym, I would walk out of that gym feeling like Pat Spencer is the best basketball player. I don't care about the athleticism. I don't care about if you can dribble hard for 20 seconds up the court. Pat Spencer looks like the most complete basketball player out of those three. And that is saying something. And in terms of what you do here going forward, I mean, Draymond getting hurt, hopefully it's not too bad. You know, these three guys, I sit them for the next two games. And you know what? You see out of the next guys on the bench who belongs. Who belongs on this team? You start Pat, you start Mel, you start Will, you start Gee, you start Post. Because guess what? Those are the guys that play hard. Well, guys that show they've grown. Look at QP defensively from last year to this year. I mean, it's night and day.
Well, you know what?
You have to reward that.
Good stuff, Sonny. You know, for all Post shortcomings, I do think he's pretty tough, and I think he tries. And you know what? We'll probably get into Buddy Hield a little bit too, but like, he's not the greatest defender, but like, if you watch the games, he's trying. And I know that sounds condescending, but like, I don't think Buddy was a problem last night. I mean, he was trying to, like, he can't make a shot, but he's still trying to impact the game and did with some offensive rebounds. He tries to stay with his man. God, it would have been great if he could have been rewarded on that last play, because that was a really heads up pass he made. But you know, he can't do it all.
I mean, we're learning on a night like last night. It's glaring, and I think OKC too. But this Warriors team, we've talked about it for 20 plus games. They don't have a lot of talent. They just don't. So you have to play with effort. If you're not talented, you got to play hard. If you don't have a ton of skill on your group, you have to make up for that with energy. And the last two nights, you've seen consistently the guys that do that. And it's the bottom of the bench. They're hungry. There are jobs, there are minutes that are available for them to go get. And that's why I wanted them to win last night, because I wanted those guys to be rewarded. And it sucked that they were up four, and they're also the reason why you could say they lost the game at the end there. But they were the reason why they got back into it. And that's what left me feeling a little bit saddened almost. And I don't really care night to night what the result of the game is. But I wanted those guys to win. Like, I wanted Pat Spencer to win that game. I wanted Gee Santos, Quentin Post, D'Anthony Melton, Buddy Hield, Seth Curry. I wanted all those guys to win that game. Because at least, damn it, they played hard. I mean, the guys in front of them might have more talent than them. We can debate it, but like, they don't have the heart that those players put on the floor last night and left in Philly. And also, I get the sense that they're going to bring that to Cleveland. They're going to bring that to Chicago.
That I agree with.
And that's why I believe a lot of people are calling in feeling like so-and-so should take another guy's spot. It's because when you play that hard and I watch you and you can see it, that you really want it, you want those guys to be rewarded.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go to Jay in San Jose. Hey, Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Okay. And I'm not going to argue.
Hey, Jay. No?
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to argue with you, Jay.
No, I'm not going to argue, Jay.
I'm not going to argue with you, Jay.
We might have jumped into the middle of something we shouldn't have heard.
Let's go to AJ in Los Angeles. Hey, AJ, how you doing, man?
What's going on, my man?
Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Hey, I'm going to have to shout you out, Steiny, man. I've been talking crap to you for quite some time. You obviously don't know who I am, and it's all good. But I think the last couple nights or days you've mentioned, maybe it's time to fire Steve Kerr. And let me just say the tinkering has a huge part to do with the inconsistency of play. And one thing that I'm not going to do, I hear the hypeness or the joy for the Jeremy Lin moments for the back end of the rotation, these guys just playing mop-up duties. But in sport, I don't give credit to mop-up duties. You know, when you're playing mop-up, when you're getting blown up, blown out, of course you're going to have the most energy. If you look across the NBA, if you look across baseball,
when teams are getting blown out by 15 and they bring in the lone reliever and they get, you know, six consecutive outs. Well, yeah, they're playing loose. They're playing free, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, they're going to have the most energy. They're not going to get this moment again. And that's what I'm seeing from the Pat Spences in the world. No, he doesn't have enough talent. You know the most unique part about Pat Spence? He is representation of most guys that Steve Kerr likes. Guys that won't have an opportunity on any other team in the NBA. But here, you'll get a shot. You're short.
All right, AJ, I'll agree with you that, okay, last night they were down 24. The 9 through 12 guys came in. Yeah, it's a one-time thing. If they're your sixth man, you're not going to win. But you're trying to get at something, I think, with Moody, Kuminga, and Pajemski, right?
Well, let me just say this. The issue with JK, obviously, is that he don't have any role on this team. And partially his fault. Huge fault of the organization, the coaching development system, whatever they have. But he doesn't have a role. And when he come in a game, you can tell he doesn't have a role. Moody role, inconsistent. Now, Potts is different. Potts have a role on this team. So when he's not playing well, it's a product of execution because you can tell he has the confidence. He has the confidence. He's not very talented, but he has the confidence because he has the role and the backing of his coach. So when he's not playing well,
that's just a reflection of not executing. Moody and JK, when they're not playing well, they don't have a role. They don't know what to do. They don't even know where to go.
Listen, so, AJ, good call. I got to get to others. I think the verdict is in, right? That whatever happened with Moody and with Kuminga, they had some victimization by being drafted onto this team. They haven't gotten the chance other players who got drafted by bad teams have had. I'll give you that. And okay, so now they're not developed like some of the other guys around the league. But we knew while all this was happening that this was the strategy that they were employing. And I guess I'm saying, okay, well, what do you do now? You know, what do you do right now with this team?
Well, you're trying to figure out who's eventually going to play alongside the big three or Curry and Butler. I mean, that's the other part about this, too, is eventually those guys are going to come back and this team's going to look better. But are those guys, like last night or the night before against OKC, are the back end of the roster dudes going to supplant some of the six through nines? I mean, that's a legitimate question. Should Pat Spencer be the backup point guard because he's playing like it? You know, should he be the guy that comes in to replace Curry for those, 15 minutes? Perhaps, you know, he's looking like he can really help you in a short period of time. So I think there's some questions. As far as the role is concerned, I do agree that when, you know, your top dudes are out, your role changes. But I actually think Kerr's been pretty clear about what he wants from all three of those guys.
Well, you brought something up that was kind of interesting. Steve Kerr essentially coached a young team last night.
He did.
And
Pat Spencer might have been the oldest dude on Horford, but.
So, like, if Kerr were to ever coach a young team, I think we're going to get a good indication of how he would go about it through last night, through Oklahoma City, and probably through the next two games. And it feels like he's holding open practice for the roster outside the big boys. David's in Oakland. What's up, David? How you doing, man?
Hey, it's Steven in Oakland.
Oh, hey, Steven. How you doing?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I was going to come on here and come down Heald's Road because I've just always felt that I didn't think he was that smart of a player. And I do think he should definitely have held on to the ball way more than he did to end the game. But I'm going to relax off him, and I'm going to focus more on the positive of Spencer. Spencer does what you want him to do. He shows that he can come in the game, control the ball, control the pace, and make timely shots when he needs to. And that's really what you want from your backup point guard. It's what we wanted from CJ Washington, your Sean Livingston, your Leandro Barbosas. Come in, ball control, make timely shots, and not really muck it up. You know, I think the game was more about who can't finish than it was about who should be in there. Me personally, I don't really want Buddy in at the end of the game. And I think him not even knowing which way to cut.
Hey, Steve, real quick, if I can ask you, who would you have liked to see play or close instead of Buddy?
Instead of Buddy, I would have wanted, honestly, because of length, I would have wanted, just for that last bit, I would have probably wanted Kuminga just for the length alone to be able to inbound the ball.
All right.
But other than that, like, you know, I think the bench guys definitely deserve it. Pods, I don't know why he's been getting as much playing time as he has.
Hey, David, I gotta run, but good stuff. And yes, I think we're all seeing some interesting things with this team. I'll tell you what, though, and not that we buried the lead, but we all seem, you know, Pat Spencer, good story, but the best part of last night was D'Anthony Melton. I mean, he's got a chance to really help, I think, and now you look at a guy like him and you say, boy, like, there's a guy that they're going to need to stay healthy. This upcoming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're giving away three Warriors jerseys. All three are town jerseys, and they debuted on November 24th in that game against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. The three town jerseys are up for grabs next week. Listen, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And for more details, go to 95.7 The Game. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. Warriors coming off a tough one, 99-98 in Philly. Great effort from some of the lesser played players over the year. Spencer, really good. Melton made his debut. He was really good. And Steve Kerr goes with Santos a lot in the fourth quarter. He goes with Spencer. And he basically leaves Moody, Pods, and Kuminga off the floor. I don't feel like anybody's got a big problem with that last night. But I'm going to throw this at you, Evan, and it's from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's a good jumping off point. Name a coach other than Kerr that changes players' roles in the lineup more than he does. One day you start one day off the bench, the next day you're starting, and the next day you're a DNP. How would you answer that? I know how I would.
A coach that does that more?
Yeah.
Well, probably a coach on one of these other teams that's 11-12. I mean, I'm just saying, like, when your team's not good, you're in a constant search for answers. And you see some of the teams around the league. Also, I would say teams that have injuries. You know, that's another part of this, too, is I think the Warriors' rotations would look a lot more stable. Ironically, when they were 4-1 and they had their big three and they're playing consistently, this looked like, all right, we know who the top eight was. We knew who the top nine was. But now, without those guys, you're in just a constant search every single night. I don't know. Like, if I asked you, and maybe fans out there at 888-957-9570, who do you think is going to play well on Saturday? How would you answer that? Because my answer would be, I don't know.
Well, there's one guy that's like, okay, let's talk about a pecking order. About, like, I'll tell you what, the one guy who gets the first crack at it, just because of the circumstances right now, is Melton. Melton, I'm using him because in one game he looks like he's a better player than a lot of these guys.
But he's coming off a knee injury, so he's got a minutes restriction.
Yeah, but what'd he play last night?
Played 20 minutes.
Okay, so he's going to play 20 in one of the next two games. He gets the opportunity to do
that.
He's
probably going to miss one of them.
Right, but I'm...
Like last night, Steiny, you had five guys off the bench who played more minutes than anybody in the starting lineup. Should those five guys start on Saturday?
I don't know about starting, but what I'm saying is if they get into a... Like, I think of it more as a finishing lineup. And, like, to me, Melton, without the big three's got to finish. If he can. Peyton II is an interesting one.
He didn't really play last night.
No, and I feel like Kerr trusts him, but he maybe just wasn't a part of it last night. I mean, Buddy, I think's got to play. I think Buddy's got to play, believe it or not. I don't know about the other. Ideally, Moody would be out there, but if he's not making shots, Moody wasn't bad last night, but he just kind of got lost in the, you know, in the, lost in the flood, if you will. But
that's kind of the point is, after D'Anthony Melton, we start to have conversations about who should start, who should close.
No doubt.
And I'm sure they're having the same conversations on the plane, right? Who should play? Who gets to play? And then they got to go and have a conversation with each guy about what they think the role is going to be that night. And it's in constant flux without Curry and Butler, and even probably without Draymond Green this week. And Curry's already here in the Bay. He didn't make the trip. I wasn't sure if Jimmy's on the trip. They should just send Draymond Green back to the Bay Area. Like, if you have a calf strain, come back to the Bay, get ready. You got a full week between now and your home game against Minnesota. We're going to run with these guys and try and figure something out.
You know, the other thing is, I'm assuming all three guys aren't going to play Saturday and Sunday, but let's just hypothetically say Butler could play. Okay, so Butler plays Saturday against Cleveland. What happens around him? How do you play around him? He's a different kind of play. Like, it's game to game, like week to week, they haven't developed any consistency. And a lot of it's been because of the, you know, they're going to have guys missing games here and there. But it's, you're right, it's a league-wide problem, but boy, they're just so different without those guys. I just don't know how you go from night to night going with them one night, without them the next two, with them four, without them two.
Well, okay, so let's look at, there's a few other games last night that were pretty close. The best one is probably the Lakers and the Raptors, right? So I agree with you that when your role's getting changed, you don't know what to do. Do I have to be a scorer one night? Do I have to be the two? Do I have to be the three? Do I have to defend? What do I have to do? And I use this player as an example just because his role constantly changes, but he's good enough that it doesn't matter. Austin Reeves can get you 45-10 one night. He can be the second scorer when Luka's back. Sometimes he'll be a third option this year when LeBron starts to figure things out. Like, he can just gravitate between whatever the Lakers need him to be. And obviously that's an outlier because Austin Reeves looks like a really good player. But my point is, the Warriors don't have anybody that can do that, that can even change roles. I'm not saying go and score 45. That's unrealistic. But anybody that can just float between, it's like, all right, yes, the coach hasn't made things clear of what you got to do every single night. That's kind of where I need someone to emerge. I need someone to just grab it. And I think that's honestly the biggest problem with Pajemski right now is he thinks that he can be the guy that can be a one night, a two another night, a four another night. He clearly can't. He just can't. He's a five at best, it feels like, on a good night. But nobody else in this team seems willing to do it, and so he's dumb enough to try.
It's one way to put it, and I get it. Who we got out here? Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Yeah, it's. I turned off the game at halftime. 34 points and a half. I had a hard time with that. But, you know, yeah. Just, we've been talking about this for a long time now, you know. And, you know, I'm one of the guys that called in all the time saying Kuminga and Moody weren't getting enough of a chance. And you mentioned this, Steiny, I don't know, maybe it was Monday or something, about, you know, they're expecting these guys to, when, like Kuminga started in the beginning of the year, they're expecting him to play defense, rebound, and
run the
court.
That's
what we got anyway, yeah. That he wanted to play defense, rebound, run the floor, whatever. You know, but when the other guys are off the floor, you brought this up, you want him to score 35, right? So it's like, you know, how do you... I don't know how they go about this. But anyway, all of that aside, we've been talking about Kuminga for 5 years and Moody and whatever. But and like you hear a lot of the people calling in today, I'm tired of it too, you know.
Yeah.
I wish they would have traded. I'm a big...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Could make a fan, but I wish they would have traded him in the offseason. I thought this team, if they were going to stick with those three older guys, that if they were, that they needed somebody, they needed a big man who could rim protect and rebound, and they needed a point guard. You know, Steph is not a point guard. And Melton is a good point guard, but he is a guy who is often injured. Yeah. And you sign him, and you sign 39-year-old Horford. In what world did we think, like Evan said at the beginning of the program, that they're just not very good? They aren't. They're not very good. Why would you sign a 39-year-old guy to this already old roster? It's beyond me. The Warriors, I just give Lakeup and Dunleavy more credit than, you know, than putting this roster together they put together. How did they, in their wildest dreams, think that this was going to be successful? Well, I don't know, you know, and no,
I got you, Dennis. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I mean, they thought this team could be successful because of the last 31 games they played of the regular season last year. A lot of the positivity that came out of the postseason, the idea that if Steph had stayed healthy, they had a shot against Minnesota, and who's to say they didn't? And I believe that they thought with Butler in the fold for an entire year that if they could stay healthy, that they could build on last year, but they haven't been able to, and there's probably a lot of reasons why, not the least of which is they haven't been able to get completely consistent with Curry, Butler, and Draymond, but more than that, the other guys have been inconsistent. So I think I know what they thought. I thought it was a long shot too, but they thought getting Horford would be a great stretch five with an interior defensive presence.
I don't think they expected him to be a game changer. I think they expected him to just kind of help. I mean, look, they talked about it. He was going to come off the bench, play 20 to 25 minutes. I think where this summer they messed up is they felt like the guys who, honestly, the three players who got played off the floor last night, Kuminga, Moody, and Pajemski, they thought those three players were ready to handle a larger load. And clearly they're not. I'm not saying it's their fault directly for what the Warriors have been, but it's also the fact that the older three guys can't stay on the floor consistently. But that's something they should have expected. And I think, honestly, they did. I think they knew a lot of times they wouldn't have Curry and Butler and Green all together. And even Horford, who doesn't play back-to-backs, all of that was built in. But it was built in with the understanding that when you waited the entire summer to sign this one guy, that he was going to be ready to handle more of a workload, that Moody, who started and helped you win a lot of games last year, was going to be ready to, instead of maybe shoot 37%, shoot 40-plus percent from three, who is going to be able to be a lockdown defender. You thought Pods was going to be able to run the second unit. You know, you had a lot of these things envisioned, but they haven't worked out in reality. And that's why, to me, it's watching a game like last night, it was fun, and it was, I really wanted the back end guys to go win, but it was also, it leaves you just wondering, what they're going to do with the three players that coming into this season, they expected to be a lot more important than they are right now.
And I think just to piggyback on that, what I find interesting about the whole basketball discussion is, okay, they haven't played great, those three guys. And so the question is, well, what do you expect? They didn't develop them. Or if I want to come at it from the other side, I could say, see, they were never that good in the first place. You know what I mean? Like this, the season these three guys are having can be both an indictment on their talent level and their abilities and the fact that maybe the coaching staff thought more of them than they really were.
One, and each of them has showed promise. You know, again, before they made the trade for Jimmy, before JK got hurt, you could see him starting to turn a corner. Okay, well, this year, you know, you're going to have more playing time. You're going to have more opportunity. And it's almost like when he lost his starting role, whether it's because of injury or otherwise, he just kind of lost his confidence. I think Moody might have lost his confidence because he thought he was going to step in and be a starter, but the moment he got hurt, he got supplanted.
Yep.
Pods is going to get supplanted. And you can see it. He is losing minutes every single night. It feels whether he plays as a starter and is getting a long leash, or like last night when he just played himself out of the game. Brandon Pajemski is not a guy that, especially with Melton coming back, it looks like Seth Curry can help you in some ways. Pat Spencer's obviously playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, at full strength, it's like I could see if Pods didn't play one night. And that has never been the case for him. And I think all three of those guys are playing scared right now because their roles, yes, they're fluctuating and they're changing, but they're being diminished. They're being kind of phased out.
Yeah, at least they were last night. Trevor's in Rohnert Park. What's up, Trevor? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, listen, I just wanted to call. I want to say a little bit about Al Horford because I heard that last caller. The reason they signed Al Horford is because that's what the budget allowed, and he's a decent player off the bench. It's a good move. Nobody expects him to play every night. So far, despite his injuries, he's played pretty well otherwise. I still think Kuminga is a guy with all the talent in the world, but just no basketball IQ. I've been saying this. I've been talking with you guys, Matt, for the last couple of years about Kuminga and how I don't like the fact that they've kept him for as long as they have because you could say they didn't develop him, but that doesn't matter. He's an adult. He's an NBA player. He needs to step up by now. It's been 4 years. The guy's got all the athletic ability in the world, but he just doesn't have the basketball talent. He's on the trading block. Pajemski's on the – this experiment's over. We could talk about this all day of like how they're going to play or what the Warriors should do. We know what the Warriors should do. The Warriors have to shed themselves of Kuminga, have to shed themselves of Pajemski. They signed Seth Curry. He looks like he's shooting pretty decently. I would start moving him into the rotation more. And then you get you get rid of those two guys because Kuminga and Pajemski both have these diva attitudes without actually achieving anything that should require that kind of an attitude coming off the bench or starting. It's just crazy to continue to watch these guys. I think right now the Warriors know exactly what they need to do. They need to trade those two guys. Moses Moody's the only guy I feel kind of bad for, because I see him hustling out there. I see a guy who cares. I see a guy who wants to play. Does he deserve to start? Probably not, but he's great coming off the bench. And these two other guys don't deserve it. Will Richard deserves more than – look at what Will Richard has done this year. He's done more to me – shown me more than Kuminga has shown me, honestly. I see a guy like Will Richard and I say, oh, this guy is going to be something in 2 or 3 years. He already is making an impact. I look at Kuminga and I go – like, where is this going? Why is he not out there showing the same kind of basketball IQ and learning and adding tools to his belt to make himself the player he thinks or wants to be? Pajemski, I don't care the fact that he's actually out there throwing up the ball and trying, because somebody out there said he was dumb enough to try. I think it was one of you guys. I don't know if I would call it dumb enough to try. He's just the only one on the team that's got the guts to go out there and do it. Is he good enough? Absolutely not. He should be traded too, but at least he's out there doing it.
Appreciate it, Trevor. Thanks for the call. I mean, where I'm at with Kuminga at this point is we had a caller earlier. It's just, it's over. It's pretty much over. I think they knew that when they signed him to the deal. They're gonna have to move Kuminga. So he's not in a great spot. He looks a little disinterested, confused. I think this is the way it's going to play out for him until he gets traded. The idea of trading Pods to me is a little more of a long shot. I don't know what his value is around the league. It's hard to imagine any other team valuing Pods as much as the Warriors seem to value him. Will Richard, I mean, he could turn into a nice rotation player, but I don't know that he's, you know, headed toward a starter's role in 3 or 4 years.
Well, you don't have to look any further than some of the guys on the team right now who contributed, like Will Richard is, as rookies that don't play anymore. Trayce Jackson-Davis started for a lot of his rookie season and was pretty good. But we've seen what Trayce Jackson-Davis is. He's fine, but he's not a starter. You know, Pods played a lot his rookie season. He started a lot. He played pretty well his rookie year. And now we're seeing him kind of bottom out. So, Will Richard's a good player, but would he have started on Philly last night?
Not in that backcourt.
They got a lot of, like, Jared McCain comes off the bench. I know he's coming off an ACL, but, like, he could play.
What if I got to put a rat on the table, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control? Is this what we're finding out? Are we finding out the following? Pods, Moody, Kuminga. We're finding out they're not NBA starters. None of them. Pods probably should be coming off the bench. Moody maybe could turn into a 3-and-D guy who's more consistent down the road. And, you know, I could see him starting. But Kuminga's not a starter right now. Like, maybe you don't even have a quality starter among them. Dare I say it?
Well,
at least at this point.
Well, not right now, but one of them's got to is the thing. Is, you know, even when your guys are back, I don't know, Sonny. It is funny watching them against, all right, so Philly last night, like, and I know it's kind of unfair, but you're watching Maxey just kind of get to where he wants and doing what he wants to do. And you're just thinking, God, like, could the Warriors get somebody like that? I'm not saying somebody's going to score 30 a night, but Maxey's just, and I know they're all not that great, but this is the first year also, too, you know, for people who are discussing the role changes. Like, Maxey's role has changed a lot on the Sixers the last few years.
Right.
He hasn't been the number one up until this year. He's been the number two a couple years ago when they had Embiid. Then they go get Paul George, and he doesn't play a lot, but some nights Maxey's had to be the one, some nights he's the three, some nights he's been the two. This year, he's the bona fide number one. There's no doubt about it, and he looks like it. And it's like, so yeah, he's gone from 20 to 24 to 26, and now he's up to 32.5, and it's like, that's a progression that I can see. Yeah, he's probably not been happy with everything that he's gotten in Philly, but he's made the most of it.
Did I hear you say they don't have a Maxey?
Yeah.
Okay, and obviously my mind jumped, but
Carter just told me they don't have a Ryan Rollins.
Well, like, and this is, I am not getting into who's better, but they do have a Maxey. It's Steph Curry.
Well, he was hurt last night.
I know, but what I mean is, like, you look at a guy like Maxey, and, like, he can do some things that Steph can do at times. Like, last night, he kind of won him that game.
Well, there's one thing that he can do that Steph can't. Chase down D'Anthony Melton at the end of the game.
But what I'm getting at is, like, Maxey's a star. You know, not Curry, but he's a star. Like, he's a star player. They don't have anything close to that. Or I don't think
not
they
under
have
the age of 30.
No, I don't think they have anybody on even on the horizon, obviously. I mean, Maxey. You're right, he's really good. And the hope was that Kuminga or Wiseman or Moody. When was Maxey drafted?
2020. I think he was the year after Poole, so 2020.
So they were hoping that Poole or Kuminga or Moody or Wiseman was going to turn into a guy like Maxey. They were hoping to hit on one or two of them, clearly, and they don't have a player as good as Maxey right now, outside of obviously Steph and some of the older guys.
But that's kind of my point is, like, so Maxey was drafted in 2020.
Okay,
so he goes on to a Philly team. That's a 50-win team. Now, they weren't winning championships like the Warriors. They never even got to the conference finals. But my point is, it wasn't like he stepped in and was just handed minutes. He earned them. That was a good team that he contributed to. The year after, they win 51 games. Like, he carved out a role on a good team because he was a good player. So again, this idea of a player not panning out because they don't have a runway, like, yes, it probably prohibits you from developing as quickly as possible, but it doesn't mean that you still can't be great. It's taken Tyrese Maxey 5 or 6 years, but he's averaging 32.5 points a game. He is a star. And it's like, okay, are we going to give some of these guys 5 or 6 years? Because there's no chance they're going to be that good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.